Our scripture today for our message comes from Matthew 21. It is 23 through 32. Matthew 21, 23 through 32. Hear the word of God. When he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work in the vineyard today." He answered, "I will not." But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second son and said the same, and he answered, "I go, sir." But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said, "The first one." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God indeed. It's easy for me to start thinking about as a parent and my, you know, with my son, and I try to come up with other things to express to you, but this little story about the two sons is very reminiscent of my son as well. And then I started thinking about that, and then I started thinking about myself, and I was like, well, I guess the apple really doesn't fall that far from the tree, because I remember when I was a child, I thought about these things that used to happen. I had two older siblings. I had a brother and a sister. My brother was 6 years older than me. My sister's 3 years older than me. I say was. My brother is still 6 years older than me. He's still with us. I said that, and then I thought, that sounds like he's not with us, but he is with us. Sorry, Don, if you're listening anyway. But my sister and him, they were older than me. Like I said, one by six and one by three, and I was the youngest. And as it turned out in our family, I don't want to say a bad word, but you know, things rolled downhill. So what happened there would happen is my brother would come into our room. We shared a room, and he would come in and say, "Hey, you need to clean the room." And when I was really young, I just, "Oh, okay." And I start cleaning up my stuff and cleaning up his stuff, and didn't even question it, because, you know, I just assumed that he had some authority to tell me to clean our room. And while he just laid on the bed or told me, "Hey, pick that up. Hey, go get that. Take that to the," you know, directed traffic, not much help. And then, you know, as I got a little bit older and I'd been burned by my brother several times, I started asking, well, who said? You know, did Mom tell you to say this, or did Dad say we had to clean our room? And then I'd run to Mom and Dad and say, "Hey, you know, Don's telling me to clean the room." And they're like, "Oh, you don't have to clean. He's supposed to clean the room." "Oh, okay." And that would happen sometimes. Then as I got a little bit older and I'd still run to Mom and Dad about, "Hey, you know, Don's telling me this or Deb's telling me that," they started realizing, "Hey, you're old enough to do these things too." So the answer started becoming, "Yes, it's exactly, why are you even bothering me with this, right? Go work it out with your brother or your sister, but that better, the chore better be done, right? Whether it's yard work or cleaning up the bedrooms or the dishes or whatever it was that had to be done that day, the job of the day, it better be done." So then I started getting what I thought was really smart. So the order would come down from whoever in the house, and I'm being the youngest. I'd say, hey, I'd hear it, or I'd hear them start talking about it, and so I'd just run out to the car or the garage, grab my bike, and I'd head out. I'd just go. I'd stay gone all day. Then I'd come back. And that worked really well, I think, never. Like, the very first time I tried to do something like that, I got in trouble for it. And it became very apparent that I was not going to find my way out of my share of the chores. And so it got to this point where, you know, and I was reminded about it. I tell you all that stuff because this went on for years with my brothers and, my brother and my sister. We'd argue about who's supposed to do this and that, all the way up until at least the time they left the house. And then there was no choice. It was all left to me, which I know there's one person in here who's probably feeling that pinch a little bit. It's all left to her, right? All the chores that you were used to having to do and you probably just did willfully, you probably didn't question it like I did. But I thought about those questions, and I tell you that story because my response, I see a lot of that in what we were listening to or hearing in our passage today, right? That first half of the passage is this narrative of Jesus as he has now entered into Jerusalem. His ministry has come to a point where he is now into Jerusalem. From last week, he had not yet entered. That happens at the beginning of chapter 21 for us, or those of you scoring at home. And we get into this point where he has already, you know, cleaned out the temple, right, of the collectors and the exchangers, I mean, the money changers and all that stuff. And we get into this section here where now the chief priests and the elders are coming, hey, you know, where do you get off doing these things? Who died and left you in charge? Like, that was my question to my brother and sister, right? Hey, who died and left you in charge? Or who said? But this is, you know, this was the argument I'd have with, you know, my brother and my sister. These chief priests are coming along and they're saying the same kind of thing. Who said you could do that? Who said I had to do this, right? Like, a lot of times that's the biggest thing was like, why do I have to clean the room? Or why do I have to do what you tell me to do? And then, you know, I basically run off to mom and dad, basically telling on my brother or sister. Because I was the youngest, and certainly I had a case for this unusual treatment, right? Unusual and certainly cruel. Certainly cruel and unusual punishment or treatment that I was having to bear because they told me to clean the room. Heaven forbid. Yet Jesus, in all his wisdom, as he often does, in these exchanges with those that are there in position of power, right? He often flips the script for us or changes the narrative in a way because he doesn't not answer their question. He just puts a caveat. Sure, I'll answer your question on whose authority I act. If you could just answer me one question, I'd be happy to tell you on whose authority, right? His question is about the baptism of John. Is it from heaven or is it of human origin? And of course, this is one of the few times we actually get to see inside the think tank, right? The argument that's going on between the people. Usually it's, you know, one narrative and they have another question and they try to redirect, still trying to trap Jesus into the wrong answer. And he often outsmarts them over and over. And this is no different. He knows that they're going to stumble on this. And it is a human, it's a human argument, isn't it? Well, if we say we believe, then we're in trouble. Right? And then if we say we didn't believe, if we say it's from human origin, then we have to deal with the people. So they're trying to pick the lesser of two evils, which many of us find ourselves in our life, in our faith journey, sometimes we're trying to pick the lesser of two evils. So it's kind of interesting that we get to see this internal argument that's going on, and they think they landed on the right answer, right? We do not know. Which many cases in our lives, we do not know is probably true. Even at 50, as Camille said, her age, probably there, she still struggles with knowing the right answer every time. But this is where it gets kind of interesting because they say, we do not know. Jesus can simply say, well, then I won't tell you on whose authority. So he no longer obligated to answer to their to them, right? He has no longer needs to express to them why he did what he did or who sent him to do it. But what he does, he wants to continue to make his point. So Jesus then goes back to teaching, and he does it so well with these parables. And he talks about these two sons. And the two sons is where I really started thinking about my own youth and childhood with, you know, and even thinking about Connor sometimes because of some of his responses. I remember he would, much like I was when I was younger, he'd just, oh, yeah, sure, it's time to clean up, start cleaning up, no big deal. And then I remember his mom, Kim, would say, hey, you know, your dad said he wanted you to mow the yard or something today, you know, and I'm not there. I get a phone call at the office. Hey, mom said you wanted me to mow the yard? And I'm like, no, I didn't say that. But I might have said it like, you know, 2 days ago or a week ago or, you know, every, you know, it's something I'm going to say every week. And so then he'd go back and argue with Kim about, well, he didn't say I had to mow the yard. And I'm like, wait a minute. Just because I didn't say it doesn't mean your mom didn't say it either. I mean, she's telling you to mow the yard. Just mow the yard. Why are you calling me, right? And this is kind of this thing that we see is going on with these two brothers, right? We have this one brother who says, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. But then he ends up doing it. And then the other brother is the one who says, got you. No problem. I'm out there. And then never leaves the house, right? Just sits there on the couch. And the work doesn't get done. And so when the question comes back that they have to answer, or Jesus using this now parable, he kind of redirects the focus off of the chief priests and elders. And so then he asks them, you know, at the end, which of the two did the will of his father? And this time they answer him. They say, the first. And it becomes very obvious that they know, right, the right answer. Even to the question of whose authority that Jesus has come under, right? Who sent Jesus to do what Jesus is doing? They know the answer. It's obvious to them. They just refuse to believe it. Just as it was obvious to me when I'd run to my parents about the way my brother and sister were treating me, it was obvious I knew the right answer, but yet I had to run to them to be told, yes, you need to do the yard work, or yes, you need to do what your brother and sister tell you to do. That's the crux for us. That's the thing that we can take with us that we need to think about as we come here. We come here today. We come to be filled. We come to be recharged. We come to glean some piece of information that we could use and apply to our lives. And that's one of the things we do with, right? But we can't just pay it lip service like brother number two, right? We have to take the lessons we get from study, from prayer, from meditation, from our spiritual disciplines. We have to take those things that we gain from that relationship, that connection with God through Jesus Christ, that connection we have with the Holy Spirit within us, and we have to do. We have to respond to that and work, right? We have to go to the vineyard. So we have to take what we have here, we have to take what we gain within our spiritual disciplines, and then we have to go represent Christ to the world. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.